Imagine being captured during a war and then forced to fight against the army from which you came. What would you do and how would you get back to the right side of the battle? It's just part of the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
If you happen to tour a battlefield, it is sometimes easy to overlook the individual stories of the men, women, and children who participated in and were affected by what took place there. Pat Ruff at Cowpens National Battlefield in South Carolina likes to remind visitors of the great scope of people who fought in the American Revolution.
Some of these men were 14 and 15 and 16 years old. I'm so thankful that they were strong enough to do that during the American Revolution.
We may be tempted to think that the American patriots fought redcoats from Britain. That is true. But many of the men who fought with the British had lived in the colonies for just as long as the revolutionaries under the command of Daniel Morgan here at Cowpens. They were simply known as Loyalists.
A lot of the Loyalists were from the state of New York. So you think, how in the world did they make themselves into the South Carolina backcountry? Many of those troops came ashore in Charleston. So a lot of those troops were New York Loyalists who may have come ashore from a troop ship in Charleston Harbor.
During the Revolutionary War, captured Continentals were sometimes forced to wear red coats and fight with the Loyalists. Although they were watched like a hawk, some might have feigned death and, once the battle was over, taken off the red coat and rejoined their former army. Some historians believe up to 40 men may have done just that here at the Cowpens. But Ruff reminds, we still tend to overlook the great breadth of people involved in these battles. It's all part of the story retold here, along the border of the Carolinas. Traveling the countryside at Cowpens National Battlefield, South Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.